Good morning, everybody. I wanted to read to you something today from the works of the British Baptist F.B. Meyer. Meyer went to be with the Lord in 1929. He was highly esteemed in his day, both in England and here in this country. Great friend of D.L. Moody. Powerful preacher. Spurgeon said of him that Meyer preaches as a man who has seen God face to face. He's best known to us for his devotional writings, especially his works on Bible characters, Abraham and Joseph and Joshua and Paul and Peter. Many of these, deeply devotional, easily obtainable. You'd be greatly blessed by any of them. I want to read to you something that's in keeping with some of his last words. He preached his last sermon, interestingly enough, at Wesley Chapel on City Road in London. Many of you have been there. You may remember it right across the road from Bunhill Fields. Charles Wesley's organ is there. Last time we were there, Ed Ray played that organ for us while we sang there in the chapel. But 3 days after Meyer had preached his last sermon there, he entered a nursing home and his health failed very rapidly. And toward the end, he whispered to one of his attendants, "Read me something from the Bible, something brave and triumphant." So, in keeping with that, I thought I'd read to you something here, brave and triumphant, that he wrote regarding the text in Joshua 21:45. This is looking back on Israel's conquest of the land, and it says, "There failed not any aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken." And Meyer writes, "Such will be the summary of our lives as we review them from the land of the sunset. We shall see plenty of our own failures, shortcomings, and sins, and sadly acknowledge them. We shall see that our unbelief and disobedience have deprived us of the enjoyment of much that God had intended for us. And we shall see that whatever was lacking was in no wise due to Him, but only to ourselves. The land of our inheritance had been all given us in Jesus, but we suffered the lack of much because of our failure to enter in. There may be long delays in the fulfillment of promise, but delays are not denials, and it is better to let the fruit ripen before you pluck it. Wait till God drops it into your hand. It will be ever so much sweeter. There may be enemies and obstacles, but they will give back before the will of God, as the gates of night roll back before the touch of the dawn. Don't scheme or fret or be impatient. God is doing all to make your life full of favor and blessing. Wait on Him and keep His way. He will exalt you to inherit the earth. You are as safe as if the gate of pearl were already behind you. Your joy cannot rust or be stolen. Every wind is a south wind. Every shore is your native land. Every circumstance, though it be a rough packing case, contains the gifts of your Father's love. And there may be ignorance and weakness, but God can deal with those. Take to Him your imperfect apprehensions and your faltering faith. He can make right what is wrong and adjust you to receive all that He waits to give. Heaven will be full of wonder at the way in which God has kept His word and done all that He had promised, and even more." I trust the Lord will use that to strengthen our faith and encourage us today.